Vanya, how are you doing?
Mike Jensen, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing mostly fine. A few things. Listen, I'm going to confess something later on that I lied to Vanya earlier this week. I told her a lie. I did it for what I thought was her own good, and I hope she forgives me, but we will get there eventually.
Oh my God, Mike.
Also, as we were setting up, this week is so weird because I usually am off the beginning of the week, and that's great because we record and all that, but because I'm leaving on Thursday, I'm working every day up until then. So we had like a really tight window to fit this in, and I will say that in our correspondence of like, hey, does this time work? I totally missed part of your message, which I'm now very excited because you wrote that you have quite a story for me.
I do.
All right. Because I once again don't. I have like vaguely, I'm going to like ruminate upon certain things, but I'm excited for a story. So what you want to start us off? Do you want to tell us what's up?
I almost texted you during it, but I'm like, no, I'm going to. Once I figured out the outcome of it and everything's actually fine, then I was like, okay, I'll save it. But about 3 days ago, I had run some errands in the morning and my son was with my husband and I, fed them some lunch. He mentioned his tummy hurt a little and I was like, okay, well, eat what you can. We washed the dog outside. It was fun. Also very not fun. And then my son was going to the bathroom and he was crying and he went to the bathroom number two, everybody, but not like a lot, just a little. And then he was inconsolable, holding his stomach and particularly kind of his right side and just going owie owie owie, but like screaming it over and over and over again. And I could just tell something was wrong, you know, as like a parent, you know, this, you've been around the person a lot, you're just like, okay, mm-hmm. he's the kind of kid that can have two full-blown ear infections, you know, each ear infection. And then I just take him for a well check and they're like, do you know he's suffering from two ear? I'd be like, oh my God, no. So he's a kind of a kid who doesn't really mention certain things, I guess. Uh-huh. And so I was really worried. So I got him into the pediatrician in like, basically from when his first little pain talk, it had been 2 hours. So we got him in really quick. And the pediatrician, after examining him and hearing him cry for like 30 minutes or whatever, she's like, I think he needs a ultrasound. I think you need to take him to the ER right now, because she had said that it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She says, I don't think we can get an ultrasound anywhere. I don't know. I kind of like call bullshit on that now. And I did find that this particular pediatrician maybe sends people to the ER a lot, but whatever. Of course, if it's appendicitis, which is what we were worried about.
Right.
I mean, that's like, you gotta get on with that if it is. So to go to the pediatrician, I just like had flip flops on and like little shorts and a tank top. I didn't even bring my purse, you know? And so as I'm driving to the ER, I call my husband. I'm like, so we're going to the ER. And I don't know if you know anything about me, but I don't enjoy, which a lot of people don't, but like an ER visit, I know what it entails. So I'm like, oh God. It was so busy in there. And of course, my son is like crying, like he's hysterically crying. We get sort of like, they check you in, they do, you know, triage or whatever. They're like, oh, what's wrong with you? Okay, now you get back out and sit and wait. So he cried for about 40 minutes and he fell asleep on me for about like an hour, 20.
Oh God.
Which was really uncomfortable, but at least he wasn't crying anymore. And he woke up and he was okay. And I was like, okay, well, we're still going to, you know, we waited another 2 hours. So by that point, we were there for maybe three for the ultrasound. We did the ultrasound. And then as we're waiting, he's like, my husband calls and I'm like, can you bring some food? Like, I'm starving. And, you know, I'm sure Calvin's hungry. And I have these, I think, you know, I have those like little, they're like kid protein drinks. They're like kid chocolate. The brand is Orgain and they're not cheap, but they have protein in them and they've got minerals and vitamins for the kids, because sometimes our kids just won't eat meat or whatever. So usually in the mornings they wake up and drink one. Anyway, so I told my husband, I was like, hey, bring one of those. Calvin goes, no, Mama, I already had two of those. And I think what happened was, because the last time he's had two, he vomited everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I think he just chugged two in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And his little tiny 36 pound body. Like couldn't handle it And, you know, it is, it does have milk in it. And I mean, my family does not like the lactose. Everyone in my family is lactose intolerant except for myself. Or maybe I just don't feel pain anymore. But I'm sure. So in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I think this is why we're in the ER. 2 hours later, they finally get us into a room and come, my son's fine. He's just, I'm like reading him things. It's so busy. I don't know if anyone has been to an ER lately or if ever, but like it's so busy back there. The last time I went in a like an ambulance. So you get like checked in. It's expensive to have an ambulance, but I'll say, you know, you get right in. But anyway, it was like there were gurneys in the hallway. People were like lined up. There was like old people like not looking so great, wheeled past us. We finally get in our like little bed because they do usually give kids a room, you know. The person next to us, I think this is horrible, but like, she's like calling and saying goodbye to her family. She was older and like her husband, she's like dying. And her husband's like, don't talk, like, stop talking like that. You're going to be fine. And she's like, it was the saddest. And you know, I hate the word, but I'm kind of an empath. I'm really sensitive. And so I was just like sobbing silently while trying to read my son a nature book. Anyways, and all in all, we had a very cute, pretty sure gay doctor who came in and was like, checked a couple other things, which I'm just going to give you this information. He was like, did anyone check his testicles? And I was like, no, because something, you know what can happen? Kids can get, and adults too, but it happens in kids because kids are all freaking wily and stuff. They can get their little testes twisted up and it can cause serious pain in their stomach. He didn't have that, but I was like, well, I'm glad you knew that. So they checked that. He said, you know, I'm going to let you go. I think the ultrasound didn't show anything, but it also didn't really show his appendix either. So it, that either means it's already blown up or, I mean, he didn't say that, but like, and I was just like, we finally got home and it was like 6 hours later and I was like mentally, physically, emotionally drained. And my son is like bouncing off the goddamn walls because he was sitting on my lap for 6 hours in the ER. And that is what happened to me this week, among a million other things.
Yeah, that is crazy. I just can't even, yeah, I haven't, oh God, I don't want to even talk about an emergency room. It's been a very long time and I don't.
Here's the thing. I felt grateful that I didn't feel scared about COVID because I feel like if we would have gone back in the day when COVID was crazy, I was like, nobody better break their arm because we're not going to the, you know. And actually it's a little sad, but my grandma, you know, fell and she sat in the ER for a really long time and she might have gotten COVID there, and that's where she did pass away ultimately from COVID. So that's a little bit in the back of my mind, but I didn't feel nervous about that. But, you know, people get crazy. There was like an old lady who was like, I'm calling the newspaper. This is ridiculous. We're waiting this long. And I'm like, yeah, I know. It's the ER is not a place you want to go if you need immediate attention.
Yeah, it's so weird. And the idea that like the ER is not where you go for immediate attention, but like,
it doesn't seem like
where you would go.
I'm like, do rich people just get to go like, what do really wealthy people do? Do they just like fast track to like the upstairs or something?
Or they just have doctors come to them maybe?
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a house call. Wouldn't that be nice? So yeah, it's there pretty, you go.
And that's a crazy story. Well, I'm glad everyone's okay. And I didn't realize that your family was mostly lactose intolerant.
Yeah, pretty much everybody. Even my brother, when he was little, we would go and go to this farm and get goat's milk, like fresh from a goat, which I thought smelled really bad, but like he liked it. And then my sister didn't really know, she loves ice cream, but you know, everybody's on lactate in the family. I honestly, I am not to be like a dick, but and watch, my body will change and it'll be like, nope, you can't have it. But nothing happens to me usually, unless I'm like eating like just pure butter. Like, remember when you and I went to Las Vegas and there was the
yes, oh God,
the buffet.
That was
horrible. It was a seafood buffet, you guys, and it was like so much crab, and he and I ate so much crab. He got sicker than I did, but like that kind of sickness is like probably just like your body being like, you're poisoning me with butter. Stop.
That was really terrible. I was like scream moaning in bed that night. It was horrible.
I do remember that, yeah.
Sure, you do. Well, that's crazy. I don't have anything quite that like intense. I will just say that, like, you know, it's mostly for me been sort of an interesting week because I haven't had a drink in 9 days.
Oh, right. Good for you.
And I, well, yeah, good
you
for me.
You look amazing.
It's, Thank you. It's kind of aggravating how quickly, yeah, my face does sort of change when I haven't had a drink in a few days. But, you know, here's the thing. I kind of wanted to talk about alcohol a little bit. And we've talked about it before because you had like your 40-day break that you went mm-hmm. on. And it's kind of it can be a touchy subject. And I do want to approach this all from the perspective of like I have one of my dearest friends, as she puts it, cannot drink responsibly. And I have right. other friends who also are, you know, abstain from the drinking. And, you know, it's something that I struggle with. Like, I do go kind of back and forth on, like, I really enjoy drinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did not drink. I had my first alcoholic beverage on my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
And I had one electric watermelon at Red Robin and then was terrified that it would interact with the Excedrin migraine that I'd taken. And, yeah. you know, so, I, you know, it's not. So, but I then worked at a bar when I was like 21, 22 years old and definitely got much more into like the drinking culture of all of that. And you know, I definitely go through phases where I probably drink more than I should. And this spring has not been the most peaceful spring for me. So I probably have leaned in a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's a conversation that I sort of continuously try to have with myself because I will say that, like, I've really enjoyed getting up at 9:30 in the morning, which for me is very early. I know for a lot of people is not. They're already at work for half an hour at that point. But I've really enjoyed getting up, and I've definitely accomplished more with my days. I definitely feel calmer during the day. I will say the other day, I opened up GarageBand to work on some music that I put aside several years ago. It was really fun, but here's the thing about it. When I say it was really fun, I mean it was really fun. Like, I forget how music writing for me is like a puzzle. It's like puzzle solving, and I really enjoy that. And I took out this song that I'd been kind of struggling with, and I was like, oh, I fixed it. You know, and it's not done. Like, there are still some things, but like, there were just moments where I'm like, oh, this is what this needs, and this is what this needs to sound like here. And that's been really good. So I don't know. I guess I don't know what the end of this conversation is, other than I had, you know, a little bit of a convo with another friend of mine talking about how, you know, I don't want to fully give this up. Like, I don't want to fully not have, I don't know. It's I guess just something that some people don't think about at all. And some people have to think about maybe too much, which is why they don't at all indulge in it. And I guess I'm either going to convince myself, or I will come to the understanding that I'm somewhere in the middle, that I'm someone who probably does need to watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't feel prepared to be like, and I'm done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a touchy subject, I know, for a lot of people. And it's something that I try to actually be pretty open about. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's healthy or not, but
you know, I was watching the finale. I finally got through All-Winners Drag Race.
Yeah.
And there was a moment at the end that, you know, when they're doing their interviews before they do the big show at the end.
Uh-huh.
I forget. I think Jinx Monsoon is being interviewed and she's been sober for a couple years, right?
Yeah.
And then RuPaul starts talking about him and he gets choked up because, you know, he was like, my life, none of this would have happened if I hadn't stopped drinking.
Right.
And he did definitely seem to be on the side of like rage and like maybe ruin some lives while he was drinking. But I actually, that really put something in my heart because I was like, you know, the idea of being creative, and it's funny that you just said that. Like, I've been really thinking about that. I'm like, because I usually I have a nice, beautiful one to two or more beverages just to relax at night. And I'm like, it would be nice if I didn't have to do that. You know, it's also expensive. And, you know, people who really do abuse it, it really can make you look age quickly and all the things. I don't know. I'm supportive of either any way you want to go, Mike. So if you decided you didn't want to drink, we're still going to be fun together. In fact, maybe we'll make music together or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. What I'm saying is that I sometimes get bored. I'm in a place where I'm actually bored with it because I'm like, this isn't doing what I wanted to do anymore. You know? And I'm not like partying or raging or doing anything crazy or just, it just seems extraneous right now. Like, for why?
And maybe in a way that's what this last week and a half has done for me, has kind of been like, oh, okay, well, I will function in a different way if I behave differently, which is such an obvious thing to say. But
sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's sometimes good to be like, okay, well, there is a different way of going about my life and going about my day. And once again, I am not prepared to say, like, I'm never drinking again. Like, right. I'm going to drink on Thursday as soon as I get to Fire Island. Yeah. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and that actually makes it fun, too, when you don't drink every day to have, like, a time away. And then you're like, oh, this is, look, we're doing fun things now. It's not like, yeah, it's not my everyday. It's just, like, for fun stuff.
Right.
So which is another way to go.
We'll see what the future holds. But it's been, you know, the first few days are the hardest. And here's what I will also say, and then we will move on, because
yeah,
I have other things we have to talk about. Yeah. But like, I will, you know what the hardest point of any day
yeah,
for me to say I'm not going to drink tonight is when I'm effing at work.
Oh,
because
yeah,
waiting tables yeah, is so stressful and so aggravating and people are so rude. And I'm in such a place right now where I just cannot deal with anyone being rude to me when I'm at my work.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I want to be clear. It's like one person a shift usually. Like it doesn't happen that often. But that person, like I had a person yesterday that got to me so hardcore that I had to have someone else. I was like, you need to go take care of this. I can't go back there anymore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe they were French. Maybe they weren't. That's not the point. But, you know, like I was just like, it gets so aggravating that like that's when I'm in that place of like, how on earth am I not going to have a cocktail tonight? And then I get home and I make a cup of tea and I'm totally fine yeah, and it's all good. But it is, I don't know, it's telling about, be nice to your waiters, everyone.
For God's sake, or you're going to throw them into an alcoholic rage. I'm just kidding.
Seriously. And it'll be all your fault. Yeah. So there you go. That's the week mostly. I'm curious, anything in particular you're digging this week?
You know, mine's pretty simple. I'm going to give an honorable okay, mention to, and I think I have talked about this a lot on any podcast I'm on, but my God, RuPaul's Drag Race, the All-Star.
Yes. Oh my God,
I finally finished it two nights ago, and oh, it just, I honestly, I want to go back and watch it again, and that's not, I don't usually. Usually I'm like, oh, thank God that was over. Because, you know, there's so many cringy moments in,
yeah,
in
exactly,
like reality
yeah,
TV.
Sure.
But mm-hmm, this was like beautiful. I think it was very beautifully curated. It was funny as hell. There wasn't a lot of animosity like towards the other, you know, the queens. I don't know. I feel grateful for that show this summer because I think I needed something to make me feel happy because it's been a tough summer with the kids. Here's the other thing. This just segues me right into my, really what I'm digging is my children. I'll go on back to school in 6 days, Lord, and I am so goddamn happy right now. I can't, I love them, but it is, oh gosh, it's a lot every single and I'm the one they go to for everything, and my brain and soul, and you know, I keep singing the Beyonce, I'm like, you won't break my soul, you won't break my, but I'm like, they're breaking my soul. It's, and I have no time for myself. In fact, I actually, yeah, anyways, yeah, that's what I'm digging. It. And it's silly, it's quick, but it is from my heart.
You know, and I really quickly want to address some of the RuPaul Drag Race, because some people were unhappy with this season because there was no conflict, or
oh,
because
really?
Certain people felt like, you know, there are contestants that are like, you know, I felt like my struggle was sort of edited out, and people that didn't necessarily agree with the outcome. And I guess what I have to say in the end is I just don't care. Like, it was yeah, so much fun and so joyful, and it all went to me the way that it was supposed to go. However you want to judge how things went. Yeah, yeah, I just had a blast. It was so much fun. And once again, we've talked about it. That roast.
Oh my God. It's so funny. It was
literally
so funny.
Crying, laughing. Like,
I've watched it
yeah,
now three times because I had to make other people watch it. Yeah. And this is what I'll say about people being unhappy with the end. It's cumulative, people. Like, think about it.
Yeah,
go look back.
Exactly.
Go
yeah,
look back.
And you know, some people felt like that was kind of a cop out. I don't care. There was no other way for it to end. And we can. I don't want to talk too specifically in case people want to watch it at some point and want to be surprised.
You should
but, like,
watch it.
We'll talk. You should watch it. And it's just, that's the way that it had to go. And I was really, really happy with it. So, funny story.
Tell me.
You just sort of segued into what I'm digging this week.
Okay.
And that is, I'm going to confess something right now. I have forever had a ton of respect for Beyonce. She's clearly a musical genius. She
mm-hmm,
clearly is a singer, a performer. She's a force to reckon with. I have never in my life purchased a Beyonce album. I know that Lemonade
shame,
is like your, I know,
shame,
I know,
on
I have
you,
the shame. The shame is that you can ring your bell. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy Renaissance. I'm going to buy it and go for a walk and listen to the whole thing. I'm going with Renaissance of what I'm digging this week. And I will say that in general, what I'm digging is it as a whole.
Yeah.
What I haven't quite figured out is how it's going to break down into songs. And I don't mm-hmm, mean that to make it sound like it's like a monolith. The songs are varied. Like, it's all house, but it mm-hmm, does have different feels to it. It a bit reminds me, and not really, but in the form of like Madonna's Confession album that came out many years ago, yeah. where it is just nonstop house, but it feels like different genres, and Beyonce pulls from different genres. And I just feel like as a whole, it's such an, I don't know if you listened to the actual album
yet. So I have not gotten a chance to do the whole album together, but sometime I think I need to be away yeah. and I need to be on a yes. walk. And cause I tried to listen to it in the car and it was, everybody was wouldn't shut the hell up, so no, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. First of all, don't listen with the kids for a couple of reasons. Yeah.
Well, that's true. The first one is like mother
the
F first mother
one
F
right
F
out of the bat.
Like,
I'm like, ooh, a whole lot of F word going yeah. on. Yeah. But yeah, when you get a moment, it's a little over an hour. It's like 62 minutes. So a walk is a great way to okay. do it. That's how I did it. I even think like if the kids are away and you have like a cleaning project at home, just to have it playing yep, is a great idea. Right. But I think that it's such an impressive work. Once again, yay. Very curious to see how it breaks down into songs, because other than Break My Soul, I couldn't really like
yep.
single out a verse, but I was really, really impressed with it. And it's going to be a full on like part of the playlist on Fire Island, because every song is like fun, upbeat. And here's what I also want to say, and I'm so glad that she acknowledged this before I acknowledge it.
Okay.
It's so queer.
Yay.
It is such a like a queer driven, like ballroom driven, like drag.
Yeah.
There's full on like category is like she talks ooh. About how much of it is an homage to her gay uncle who taught her about house music and taught her about the club scene. And I just love that this super, super mainstream artist is like, this is what queer music brought me to. Like, this is what the queer culture has offered. And I think it's glorious. And I'm a huge fan.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to now segue into what I could do without, because it's in the same.
Please.
So here's what I could do without. And this is a topic that is none of my damn business, but I'm still going to talk about it, because here I want to talk about sampling. And I'm going to go ahead and give up that I do think that a certain amount of the sampling issue has been brought upon the music industry by how much sampling there is done. And for those that are listening and don't know, sampling is basically when you take a piece of another song and put it into your own, and usually you work around that beat or work around that sample or that point. Kanye was big with that. Like, most of his stuff had pretty major samples, and you know, a lot of artists have done it. Madonna and Beyonce, and a lot of artists have sampled other artists. Here's the thing, though. If I can't tell that it's a sample, I don't know that I'm going to credit you with it being a sample.
Yeah.
So as I listened to the Beyonce album, there were certain artists that I was aware had kind of come out and been like, oh, Beyonce sampled my work, or she took a piece of my music. I don't know Khalees. I'm sure that she's a lovely person. I know the song Milkshake. I don't hear Milkshake anywhere in the song. Like, I yeah. even just listened to like a back-to-back, like, here's Milkshake, here's the Beyonce song. I don't hear it even kind of, sort of. I also have to say with Break My Soul, it's that whole thing of like the artist who did Show Me Love was like, oh, I'm so honored. She's sampling my work. I was kind of like, maybe let Beyonce say it first, because I don't hear your song anywhere in it. Well, I hear the same synthesizer. I hear the same instrument. I just don't know that makes it a sample.
Do you want to know a fun fact about that?
Yeah.
So the original artist, that song did not have that synth. That synth was added in a remix. Another, like a DJ, whoever does the remixes, I don't know. So that person actually made that song, so I guess the other person's still taking credit for the bump, ba-da-da-dum, bump, bump,
right.
bump,
yes, ba-da-dum. Yeah.
But so dun, I think dun, it's funny, dun, like, dun, why dun, didn't dun. The person who, I don't know, what are they called, sound engineers? I don't know, remixers. Why didn't that person get the sample credit? I'm just saying, that's a fun fact.
I know, I think that it's shady. I think that it's shady, and I understand that everyone wants a piece of the pie,
it's
and
true.
I sort of blame, what was his name? Was
Agents,
it Robin Thicke, or was that the... No, who is the guy that did the Blurred Lines?
Oh,
Robin
yeah,
Thicke, right?
Yeah,
that was his name, that kind of douchey dude.
Yep.
Who, and I want to be clear, like, they lost that lawsuit and they had to like pay up. I think that musical lawsuits are so tough, and it should be almost impossible to prove that you've stolen a piece of music, because music is music. Like, using a piano doesn't make you sound like another piano song, and using a chord progression, you cannot. You know, copyright a chord progression. So I think there's a certain amount of confusion / litigiousness in the music industry right now of like, that sounds like mine, I want a piece.
Because nobody's making money like they used to make money on
music.
Right,
because you don't make the money off of, you at this point you make money off of going on a tour and that kind of, so So that's what I could do without. I could do without some of the sampling brouhaha that is currently going on. How about you? Anything in particular you could do without these days?
I'm going very simple here, and I almost gave it away with my first digging, because I've been like, I've basically been running ragged and not sleeping well and not eating well and not working out and just like serving others. And so now I have a goddamn head cold. And I've been sick. I got sick once in the last 2.5-3 years, so it sucks. And there's I have so much to do this week. And I looked it up. I'm like, what's a head cold? And they're like, most adults, because I took a couple COVID tests. It's not in my chest at all. Not that, you know, I know COVID appears in all sorts of ways in people, but so it's not COVID, but it's like just a good old fashioned head cold where my head feels funny. I have a headache. My nose is stuffy. I'm running, and I just want to lay down and fall asleep. But yeah, I could do without that. And it'll go away in 7 to 10 days, it said.
Yeah, I got kind of a sinus infection last week. And of course, then like had a panic and took all the tests. But it is getting better. It's just like a little bit down here. But right, it's not fun. It's never fun to get sick, particularly these days.
Exactly.
So here we go. We are going to continue our topic. Are you ready? Did you watch the latest So You Think You Can Dance?
I did. I watched it, but I did not take notes like I did last time. So,
all right, well, I have some notes, so I will walk us along and then you can interject. I will say that this episode started with like a bomb after like a bomb after a bomb. So we're going to have the dancers paired up in head-to-head competition, I wrote.
Right.
And then I wrote, three dancers are going home? And then I wrote, next week is the semifinals?
I know.
Like, this was like a bomb. Like, I was like, what is happening? Like, we're going to have a top three, but that's not even going to be the last episode. There are questions that we'll get to as we go along that kind of maybe sort of get answered. And then I also think it's funny because I had this conversation with you, and I also had the conversation with our friend Annabelle, where I do feel like they sort of glossed over, because it's just the studio audience voting.
Right.
Which is a thing that like they brought up and then we kind of never talked about again, but it is sort of strange. But I think it's because we're having eliminations the night of. It used to be that you'd have the elimination a week later.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have like the home audience vote. And I don't know what the thought was. I don't think it's a super smart idea, because I do think that like engaging your home audience is maybe a good idea, Fox.
I was trying to figure that out too. Like why? Why?
Yeah, it feels like a weird decision.
Yeah.
But also what gets you a lot of TikTok followers? Because they mentioned that JoJo has like more TikTok followers than like all the Kardashians.
Wow.
I don't TikTok, so I don't get how that works. I know friends that have it, but like,
yeah,
I'd be curious as to know why JoJo has so many TikTok followers.
Because she's like a global pop star.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So wait, first we have the ladies and we have a hip hop number with Mel Charlo. And it's a hair salon routine. And I just wrote it super fun, super fast. Sort of hard to deny that Essence kind of owns it.
Yeah.
But I do think that Twitch is wrong about Alexis. She says like Alexis kind of disappeared into the background. And I definitely disagree with that. Yeah. And they were all great. I mean, I don't know what more to say about that other than like these three dancers, these women are so good.
Agreed.
And then I just wrote that, man, the audience like has a lot of babies in it. Some of those.
Oh, my God.
Kids, like they're so young.
They're like four and I guess and 5 year olds on this
right,
stage
like they're like
or whatever.
Tiny children. And I guess that's good. That's the future. And they like dance.
I'm like,
and
you're voting. Okay. Okay.
A little bit, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
And then we have the guys in a Broadway number and they're train conductors.
Yeah.
And then Bo is struggling in rehearsal. You know, I mean, they all are, but Bo is struggling in rehearsal.
Yeah. And I was just going to say, you're right. You're right. You were right last week. And what happens is correct.
Correct. Yeah. And I wrote that I get what you mean by the Broadway of it all.
Yeah.
That there is a little bit of like, I guess when you say Broadway, we're just going with this style of dance.
Right.
That's fine. And I wrote, it's a fine, fun number. Dominique Kelly choreographed it, and apparently Keaton ripped his pants.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, there's the mention of, like, they needed to each take their time to outshine each other. And I do agree with that I do wish that they'd each kind of, like, stepped up. Because they were all good.
Yes.
But I didn't super feel like any three of them, like, really brought it out.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, Bo had a hard time.
I was going to say, and honestly, people... As dances went on throughout this whole episode, people were getting tired.
Yeah.
I was like,
that definitely is true.
I mean, I'm not like my fat ass sitting on the couch, not like judging their like young, very strong bodies, but That's my opinion. That's what I saw.
Yeah. And then we get Carter, Beau, and Raylan in a contemporary number, and it's a love triangle. And I wrote, God, this rehearsal, because it's just them trying to do tricks and me being like, maybe less of the lifting then. And I wrote, honestly, it's a lovely number. And I do think that Raylan deserves a ton of credit. I made a joke about MVP, meaning like most valuable prop, but I don't mean to call her a prop. I just mean that like, she had to work very hard.
Yeah, for sure.
To make all, because they were throwing her back and forth. And then I wrote like, oh, JoJo. Because she has her thing of like, some dances are dances and some dances are a work of art.
Yeah.
But it was a work of art. It was a beautiful number, but she's a lot.
She is a lot.
And the Beau thing is rough because, you know, once again, they're like, you were struggling and you couldn't really bring out what you were supposed to. And like, I don't want him to feel down. And I'm glad that he's proud of what he did.
I know. He really snapped back. He's like, well, I'm proud of it.
He's like, I'm proud of what I did.
Yeah.
And then we get Essence, Keaton, and Alexis in a smooth jazz. Is that what they classified this as, I think? And it's sort of like a spy motif. And Essence says that she's struggling. And I will say, like, Alexis and Keaton are an intimidating duo. Like, they're both kind of insanely talented dancers. And I will say that I watched it again. I watched this a few times. And one time, because all that I want to do is watch Alexis.
Yeah.
I will confess.
She's fabulous.
She's so good and she's so effortless. And that moment where, like, Keaton, like, throws her in the air and twists her and she, like, it's crazy. Like, what she does is insane. I did specifically watch Essence and I wrote, you can see that she's struggling, but I put struggling in quotes because they're all so good.
Yeah.
And once again, she doesn't have quite the technique, but I don't know. She's still pretty spectacular.
I love her, too. Is that the one where they, showed the replay and they're looking at everybody jump and Essence is the only one that jumped?
No, that was the first. That was the girls.
Oh,
yes,
oh, thank you.
You are correct,
thank you.
Though. No. I'm glad you brought that up because it was a moment with the beauty salon number.
That's what it was.
Where JoJo says, "There's a moment we were supposed to jump," and you are 100% correct.
Like Alexis, they show why did you jump? Come
just on. Goes to her toes, just to her toes and back down. Essence gets like a foot off the air and the rest of them are like, okay. Yeah, no, you are correct on that. That is a thing that Essence brings for sure. Okay, so here's the lie. Are you ready for me to confess my lie to you?
Oh my God, yeah.
I feel like I have to go to our messages real fast.
Because I thought you were going to say a lie about like Lemonade or something, or like Beyonce, and I was like waiting for the lie. Okay, sorry, go. Tell me
a
lie.
No, so here's my lie.
What have you
said? I texted you two things kind of in a row. I texted you, just a warning, I'm already calling bullshit on this So You Think You Can Dance. And then I wrote, not a spoiler, they announced a thing 2 minutes in. Okay, I didn't send that text to you 2 minutes in. They did announce the spoiler 2 minutes in, and I was like, oh, I feel like I might have just ruined something. So I pretended like I texted that 2 minutes in. This is when I texted it, because we're going to put Alexis against Carter.
I know.
In their dance-off. And I was so angry because they're supposed to both make it to the end.
I know. That was, I don't know why they did that. Was it was random or was it?
It was random. Yeah. It was random. And I will even say that like this is a case of where it happened to be a female dancer against a male dancer. And it was sort of the thing of like, is that how it's going to go? And it's not. Like it totally is up to chance.
Yeah.
But I was so upset and like they're clearly upset and they were so happy to have made it this far together.
Yeah,
but I was like,
if you're not watching, they were best friends. They grew up together as babies
since they were
dancing.
Little kids.
And they're
yes.
close. So.
And they're both insanely talented. They're both so good. And I, you know, Carter has his solo. And, you know, ballroom solos can be kind of lame. But damn, those pirouettes. Like, he just starts spinning and it's so good. And then Alexis does her also ballroom solo. And I just wrote, I don't know.
Yeah, hers, she's amazing. I mean, I feel bad because when you find out that they're going up against each other, I'm like, well, it's kind of no contest for me, personally.
And
he's,
I agree.
He's lovely,
and we'll,
but she's beyond, so.
She's beyond, and I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I vote her most likely to be an all-star.
Yeah.
Easily. Like, I think she's so good. So, you know, then we get Essence against Raylan, and I'm like, oh, I guess it really is random. It's not just going to be guy against girl. And I honestly wish that Essence would have hit it a little bit harder, and I think maybe you're right. I think that they were now getting a little tired.
Yeah, I think they were.
And Raylan does a beautiful job, but you can kind of tell
and
that we're,
and she's done that again and again. Like, we've seen her do that a lot.
Correct. And this leaves Keaton versus Beau. And I say that Beau stays just on this side of all over the place because he is a little bit manic with his movements. But it tells a story. I get what he's doing.
Yeah.
But Keaton truly just seems to defy physics to me.
Yeah. Because you forget because he's usually not in his own genre. So the fact that he got to dance by himself and he's like soaring through the air like a swan, I'm like, okay.
It's because he's like a big dude. He's like a big, bulky dude.
He's like a ball.
And he, it's crazy to me. Okay, but quick side note. So the song that he performs to is that like, what would you say if I knew this moment? Okay, am I the only, there's going to be a little bit of journey here.
Take me.
Am I the only person that when I hear this song, all that I can think of is Family Ties?
And
here's how I know that I'm not crazy. Because I, today, when I was making my notes, was like, I need to look this up. Am I making this up? Because all that I think when I hear this song is Michael P. Keaton, and I can only think of his actual wife's name who played the character in Family Ties. And I looked it up. I looked up at this moment. The second thing that comes up on Google is what episode of Family Ties used the song at this moment, because it's the song they danced to on the show. And like, it is such an indelible moment for me that I always think of that moment when I hear this song.
I don't remember that, but
I was a big Family Ties fan. I've seen every episode. I mean, 20 something years ago.
Yeah.
This was 1985. Okay, that was a while ago. but I remember it. It's such a memory of mine of them dancing to this song. So I felt a little, I felt redeemed that like that was, it is a song from the show, that I'm not just a crazy person.
It's a good song.
And then we have the step forward moment, and it's like the following three step forward, and it's Alexis, Keaton, and Essence. And I guess there's that moment of like, are they the, you know, they're the ones.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like putting Alexis first gave a little confusion because I could see that it could go either way.
Sure, sure.
And I think once you get Keaton and then Essence, you're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I said other than, and this was where my bullshit, I had to kind of like let go of it, because other than the absence of Carter, this totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Like if it's not going to be a top four, if it's going to be a top three, yes, this is the top three.
Yeah. Agreed.
All of, you know, we've said it before, like Raelynn is an incredible dancer. Yeah. She's 18. She makes the point that she graduated from high school 3 days ago or something like that.
And
you'll be fine. she's got plenty of time to keep
it's
dancing.
Like she even knew it in her solo too. Towards the end of it, she kind of like stopped dancing and just kind of like smiled at the audience and like
and was like, "Take this moment."
Yeah,
yeah.
So I that's what I think, but I'm putting words into.
Yeah, and I did want to do the math on how many versions of this farewell package they would have had to have made to like have the correct one come up, because they had to do one with like combinations.
Oh, that's a
but
good
it's
point.
Fun, and I. You know, I always love the farewell package. I always love that moment where you get to look back on, you know, like the cat says, your best bits. And it's fun seeing the other dancers, too. So it's been a fun season. I guess we have two episodes left. So I don't really get how that makes next. If next week is the semifinals, I don't know if that means we then end with a top two. My hope, here's my hope. This is my hope that I'm going to put out there in the universe. My hope is that by semifinals, they mean all three will dance next week. And we will get to vote from home as well.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And so they won't announce it until the week after. That's what I'm hoping, is that next week will be the three of them and some various combinations. And then hopefully we'll get like a finale where we'll have a goddamn group number. And then maybe some of like the highlights of the season. And then hopefully we will get to vote, because I'll be voting for Alexis. I'm ready to call that number.
Yep, me too. I love it.
So there you go. Anything random for us this week to bring us home?
I just want to say that I love you, Mike, and I love everybody out there. And I just I don't have a random thing to say, but it's going to get better, even when it feels real shay. That's all. Because I've been feeling a little crappy, and I'm like, I feel like I know. I just have to remind myself. Like, I like to freak out right before things get better. So it's going to get better. Whatever it is you're all dealing with, have faith.
Well, here are two things that have kind of nothing to do with that, but I will try to tie the last one into it. And one is by getting better, meaning that like I'm fine. So I, through all of this pandemic, I try really hard to recycle my old clothes. And by old clothes, I mean mostly jeans that I burn a crotch in because like something is wrong with me.
Well, Or you're blessed.
So I finally found a place like a block from my work that recycles clothing.
Oh,
so I have like three bags of clothes behind me that I'm going to try to like drag down there before.
Ugh.
For the record, that's half of them. I have another three bags that are next to my
good
bed.
Good job.
So much that I'm trying to recycle. Trying. So here we go. So that's fun. Other thing, and this is in music as well, because one thing that I've been doing during like heavy pandemic was I was actually revisiting, and it shouldn't have taken this long, but I was revisiting Madonna albums. I like listened to her first, and then like I kind of like slowly go through, and it occurred to me after I had listened to Renaissance that where I had stopped was I had not yet re-listened to Madonna's Bedtime Stories album.
Oh, I love that album.
And I'm going to put that out there as a thing to go back and listen to, because it's a really it was, I don't want to call it her comeback because I think Erotica is one of her very best albums. Yes. But Bedtime Story is such a beautiful collection of songs, but that also works as a whole, like a piece of art. So just putting that out there. Listen to that album again. It's pretty...
Okay, I will.
It holds up really, really well. And in fact, I feel like the last four songs in a row are such like an incredible journey. So there you go, everyone. Bedtime Stories. Check it out. It's laid back. It's not, you're not going to necessarily work out to
really,
it.
I was just looking. It's got so many good songs on there.
It's pretty fantastical. It's a pretty amazing album. So just a little random me to you. Check out Madonna's Bedtime Story good. Album. It's very good. Right. And that's all. Yay. Yay. So I don't 100% know what's going to happen next week.
We for sure will be as back always. In yeah. 2 weeks. Okay.
And, yeah. Oh, all right. I love you, Vanya. Thanks you, everyone, Vanya. For listening.
Yep.
As lovely as always. And talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Head cold where my head feels funny. I have a headache. My nose is stuffy. I'm running and I just want to lay down and fall asleep. But yeah, I could do without that. And it'll go away in 7 to 10 business days. No, 7 to 10 days, it says.
Business days. Yeah. It will not heal on a Saturday or a Sunday.
It's like,
it just that is not healing time. Everyone needs a break, including your cold.
Yeah, exactly.